God arms those who arm themselves. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest armed young man to gun down innocent people is Matthew Murray, age 24, who targeted a Colorado church, a church he knew well because 5 years ago he wanted to join their missionary program. But he was disqualified. He was hearing voices, and when he signed up to perform at the Christmas concert, he chose songs by Marilyn Manson and Linkin Park. Murray posted his final manifesto under the name Nightmare Child, quoted almost word for word from the Columbine killers. Quote, I'm coming for everyone soon, and I will be armed to the blanking teeth, and I will shoot to kill. God, I can't wait till I can kill you people. He said he hated Christians, but this was an inside job. He wasn't some atheist, secular progressive raised on San Francisco values. He'd been homeschooled in what's described as a deeply religious Christian home and lived with his parents. His uncle's a pastor. His only police record was a single traffic ticket for driving without headlights. Here's yet another one-man sleeper cell who doesn't have to follow us home because he's already here, maybe living upstairs, collecting guns like toothbrushes without anybody noticing. But the good news here is that God is with us in this fight. Gina Somm, the security guard who finally shot Matthew Murray dead, said it was God who steadied her hand as she pulled the trigger. Which means God now knows we're never going to keep guns away from the crazy people. He's had to update the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and for those who would harm us, may they eat lead. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.